This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi ceremonially hoisted the saffron flag on the spire of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. We have more from our correspondent.
Amidst chants of Jai Shri Ram, the reverberating sound of Shankh Dhwani and presence of thousands Ram Bhakt arrived at Ayodhya from the different corners of this globe, the Dharma Dhwaja program is taking place on the day of auspicious Vivaha Panchami and in Abhijit Muhurt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a road show this morning in Ayodhya and later performed Darshan Pujan at different temples in Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple area. The right angle triangular flag or Dharma Dhwaja, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Shri Ram, with the Om inscribed on it, along with the image of Kovidara tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion of his 350th Shahidi Divas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi honoured the ninth Sikh Guru for his unmatched courage and sacrifice. He added that the martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, offered in defence of faith and humanity, will forever illuminate society. The Prime Minister will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special programme commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the programme, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the central government is observing a year-long commemoration. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the recent ash clouds from the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia are expected to move from India towards China by this evening. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the ash cloud is affecting only aircraft operations and has no impact on the weather or air quality.
Volcanic ash, which developed over Ethiopian region, it moves towards Indian region and reached near Gujarat and Rajasthan by evening of yesterday. Thereafter, it is moving towards east-northeast across northern parts of the country. And by evening of today, it will be moving out of Indian region and reaching China. It has no impact on the weather or air quality over Indian region.
At least 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed after Pakistani Air Force's truck struck a residential area in Afghanistan's Khost province, the Afghan government said today. According to officials, the attack took place shortly after midnight and targeted the home of a local resident, reigniting concerns about the escalating hostilities along the border after a brief lull in cross-border violence following intense clashes in October. In men's cricket, South Africa were 141 for 3 in their second innings of the second and final test against India at Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati, when reports last came in. Indian bowler Ravindra Jadeja bagged 2 wickets. India were bundled out for 201 runs in their first innings on day 3 yesterday, conceding a 288-run first innings lead to the visitors in reply to their first innings score of 489. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India 2025 saw tributes pouring in from filmmakers, actors, producers and festival curators for legendary actor Dharmendra, who passed away yesterday. The Entertainment Society of Goa that organizes IFFI cancelled all on-stage programs yesterday as a mark of respect, though film screenings continued as scheduled. And with that, we end this news bulletin.